This is Akashvani, Itanagar. The news read by Priya Badu. The people of Komkar village in Upper Siang district on Tuesday signed a memorandum of understanding with the government of Arunachal Pradesh, expressing their strong support for the preparation of the pre-feasibility report of the Siang Upper Multipurpose Project, a project declared of national importance by the government of India in 2008. The MOU was signed in the presence of Chief Minister Pema Khandu virtually, Minister for Rural Development and Panchayati Raj Ojing Tasing, Mariang Geku MLA Oni Panyang, Chief Secretary Manish Kumar Gupta and senior government officials. Representatives from 245 out of 257 households of Komkar village, accounting for over 95% consensus, formally endorsed the agreement, underscoring strong community backing for the conduct of PFR-related studies. Thousands of mourners gathered at Manik Mia Avenue in Dhaka today as former Prime Minister and Bangladesh Nationalist Party Chairperson Begum Khalida Jia was laid to rest following a state funeral. Khalida Jia, Bangladesh's first woman Prime Minister, died on Tuesday after a prolonged illness. Foreign dignitaries, including India's External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar, and representatives from Nepal, Sri Lanka, Pakistan and other South and Southeast Asian countries were present to pay their final respects. The Governor of Arunachal Pradesh, Lieutenant General K.T. Parnaik, retired, called on the Vice President of India, C.P. Radhakrishnan, at New Delhi today. During the interaction, the Governor shared an overview of the state's steady and inclusive development while highlighting the Government of Arunachal Pradesh's unwavering commitment to contributing meaningfully to the national vision of Viksit Bharat. He further said that the energy, creativity and discipline of the younger generation are emerging as key drivers of the state's transformation and future leadership. Arunachal Chief Minister Pema Khandu has extended his greetings on Dhoni Polo Day today. In a social media post, Mr. Khandu said, "The day stands as a powerful affirmation of the indigenous roots and that Dhoni Polo is not a borrowed belief, it is an identity." Arunachal Pradesh Chief Minister further said that Dhoni Polo is the foundation of ethics, relationship with nature and understanding of truth. What is inherited from the ancestors cannot be abandoned, diluted or replaced, the CM said. The Arunachal Pradesh contingent for the second edition of the Khelo India Beach Games 2026 was officially flagged off today by Tadar Apa, Director Sports. Arunachal Pradesh is participating in beach soccer for the first time at the Khelo India Beach Games. The national event is scheduled to be held from 5th to 10th January 2026 at Dadra and Nagar Haveli and Daman and Diu. Arunachal Pradesh will be competing in beach soccer, boys and girls, beach tug-of-war, boys and girls, and Panchak Silat. A total contingent of 53 members, including players, coaches and managers, will represent the state. The team will be led by Chief D Mission Nada Apa, sports officer. In view of ongoing illegal quarry activities along riverbeds near vital infrastructure, the subdivisional magistrate Kipa Raja Doimukh has issued a prohibitory order banning all forms of quarrying within a 100-meter radius of key bridges in the area. According to the order, illegal extraction of sand, stones and other minor minerals are reported along riverbeds near the Mitpu-Nonpu RCC Bridge Kola Camp, Doimukh-Nirjali RCC Bridge and the Doimukh Railway Bridge at Huto Village. Such activities pose a serious threat to public safety and critical communication links, especially during the monsoon season. Bad David, a young adventure enthusiast from Yazali, has made history by becoming the first certified paragliding pilot from K. Panyur district, carving a niche for himself in the field of adventure sports. His journey began with basic paragliding training under the Youth Affairs Department and later progressed to advanced professional training at the renowned Bir Biling Paragliding Institute in Himachal Pradesh, one of India's premier paragliding hubs. The Central Board of Secondary Education has announced the revised dates of board examinations for class 10th and 12th. According to the CBSE, the class 10th grade students' examination, which was earlier scheduled on 3rd March of the next year, will be held on 11th March next year, while the date for the class 12 examination has been moved to 10th April. That is all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.